Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Easter. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. And we made it through Lent, everyone. And I hope you had a good Holy Saturday. And I hope you had the chance to go to the Easter Vigil. We did. And two of the kids actually made it through the whole thing awake. So that was good. It was a good Easter Vigil. My mom received communion for the first time in many years. We got to see someone come into the church. So all in all, it was a great night. And yeah, happy Easter. So this is the very last meditation. And it's a short one. But we will read it, and then I'll start figuring out what to do for next Lent. But anyways, so if you happen to be joining us for the very first time on this 47th day in a row, these meditations are from Meditations for Lent. The book is from Sophia Institute Press. They come from the writings of Bishop Jacques Bossuet, a French orator from the 16th or 17th century. I put up these meditations on YouTube and on Spiritus TV. They will remain there. So, you know, next year, the year after, whenever, if you come across them, they will be there for Lent. The meditations I did last year from School of Jesus Crucified are still up. So feel free to check those out. But I put these up on YouTube and Spiritus TV, like I said. They also go up on all the audio podcast apps. And I throw up an image on screen. There's nothing for you to watch or look at. You just listen and meditate. So without further ado, let us get to our very final meditation this year. Easter Sunday. To unite ourselves with Christ. At the end of these meditations, I ask you to rise up above not only all that I have said, which is nothing, but even all that man can say, and to listen only to what God says to you in the heart, and to unite yourself to it in faith. For this is truly what it means to pray with Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ, to be united in spirit with the prayer of Christ himself. Being thus united to Jesus Christ, God and man, and through him to God the Father, we also unite ourselves to him. We also unite ourselves in him to all the faithful and with all mankind. To accomplish this work of unity, we should no longer see the world except in Christ. We ought to believe that every single ray of faith that is in us is a mere spark of the love that the Eternal Father has for his Son. And because the Son, our Savior, is in us, the Father's love extends to us as well. It was unto this end that Jesus prayed. The Church, always praying through our Lord Jesus Christ, is thereby united to the prayer of Christ himself. If the Church celebrates the grace and glory of the holy apostles, the shepherds of the flock, she acknowledges that their grace and glory come from Christ's prayer for them. The saints joined together in glory were no less included in the view in the intention of Christ, even though he did not say so expressly. Who can doubt that he saw all those his Father was to give him through the centuries to come, and for whom he was going to die with particular and great affection? Let us then enter with Jesus, and in Jesus into the building up of the whole body of the Church, and giving thanks with her through Jesus Christ for all the saints in glory, let us ask for the salvation of the whole body of Christ, the whole society of the saints. Let us ask with confidence that we will find ourselves counted among the blessed, doubting not that this gift will be given to us if we persevere in asking for mercy and grace, that is, by the merit of the blood that was poured out for us, the sacred promise of which we have in the Eucharist. After this prayer, let us go with Jesus to the sacrifice. Together with him, let us go up the two holy mountains, the Mount of Olives and Mount Calvary. And with him, Let us pass from one to the other, from the Mount of Olives, the Mount of Agony, to Mount Calvary, the Mount of Death. From the Mount of Olives, where battle is joined, to Mount Calvary, where victory is won. From the Mount of Olives, the Mountain of Resignation, to Mount Calvary, the Mountain of Sacrifice. From the one where he said, "Not my will, but thine be done," Luke 22:42. To the one where he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit," Luke 23:46. And in sum, from the mountain on which we prepare ourselves for every sacrifice, to the one on which we die to the world with Jesus Christ, to whom be given all honor and glory, with the Father and the Holy Ghost, world without end. Amen. And there we have it, folks. That is our last meditation for Lent of 2024. I hope that these have been helpful, that you have found them to be fruitful. I hope they have helped you have a better Lent than you would have. And I hope you continue to meditate upon some of these things. Some of them definitely have stuck with me. Others not so much, but that's just the nature of it. We all find things that apply to ourselves more than others. But anyways, it is now the Easter season, and now we rejoice and feast. And I hope you have a great Easter season. And I, of course, will see you on the other shows that we do. Matter of fact, I just realized I have an MRE sitting over my left shoulder that my boys have picked out and want to eat and review for all of you later today. But yeah, I'll see you on all our other shows. Otherwise, I will see you again next Lent when we meditate, do some other meditations. Maybe we'll do Advent meditations this year too. I don't know. But anyways, thank you all for watching these. I appreciate it very much. And I will see you all again later.